Hello, this is David Austin with the BBC News. A high court in Turkey has upheld a lower court's decision not to release the American evangelical pastor Andrew Brunson from house arrest. He's on trial for alleged terrorism in a case that severely worsened relations between Turkey and the US to NATO allies. A threat of further sanctions by Washington caused another dip in the Turkish currency, the lira. This was the reaction of people in the Turkish city of Izmir.
We should not make concessions. The United States is far away, but it wants to flex its political muscle in this region. Therefore, there is not much we can do. Let's keep up the resistance.
It doesn't worry me, to be honest, because I believe that domestic measures are being taken. But yes, these threats of more sanctions can cause speculative actions such as momentary currency fluctuations. When Turkish markets are closed, international markets are open to speculations.
The cricketer-turned-politician Imran Khan has been elected as Pakistan's 22nd Prime Minister. Sukunda Kermani is in Islamabad.
Imran Khan was comfortably elected Prime Minister by 176 votes to 96. The announcement in Parliament was greeted by applause and cheers. Imran Khan will formally take office in a ceremony tomorrow morning in Islamabad. He campaigned on a promise to create a new, corruption-free and more equal society, but will inherit a country facing a mounting financial crisis and with a troubled political past. Whether as a result of military coups or corruption allegations, no Prime Minister in Pakistan's history has ever successfully completed a term in office.
The current monsoon season in India has killed more than 900 people. The state of Kerala has been hardest hit. Here's Yukita Limai.
Water has been surging into homes and villages in several districts of Kerala. A continuous heavy downpour has meant many of the state's 41 rivers are overflowing. The monsoon season always brings torrential rains to the state, but this year is different. Thousands are stuck and are moving to higher ground or upper floors of the buildings they live in. Those who can are wading through water for miles to reach safe areas. Shelters have been set up wherever possible, where food and other supplies are being provided to hundreds of thousands of people who've been left homeless.
World News from the BBC.